Well, the books have been a real marketing phenomenon. When they started back in the 60s, it was not a common thing to make any book based on a TV show. It was considered very low profile. You might maybe do one or two from a show that had been very successful, and then they'd never be reprinted. Star Trek turned the whole thing around. Now you can barely do any kind of TV show without a book coming out within a couple of months. Because that just went on, and it went on and on and on, even after the show was off the air. The less of it there was for people to watch, the more they wanted to read it.
That's interesting. So now there's no series on the air, right?
Yes. A lot of people would prefer that there were no series on the air, but there is one on called Enterprise, which is a kind of a prequel set 100 years before the original.
Okay, is that new this season?
Yeah.
Yes.
And so far, a lot of people are not very happy with it. They don't feel it's well written, that the characters have taken off, which I would agree with. They're bit by little bit, but it's taking forever.
Is that supposed to be the first Enterprise?
This is supposed to be before the first Enterprise. The one that we always were told in the original, we're now told, was named after this one.
Well,
that's one thing some people don't like.
What?
Like messing with history.
NCC 1701
right.
minus one? What is it?
This is like NX-01, NX being the prefix for experimental ships.
Okay, right.
This is supposed to be even before there's a Federation, before Earth is allied with anybody else in the universe.
So it kind of goes against things that have already been published and sort of set down as part of the
canon.
Yeah.
But again, there were pictures of the previous Enterprises in the first movie, or previous ships in the first movie.
This one doesn't happen to look anything like the one they showed there, but that's okay, because that one looked more like a screwdriver than anything else.
Right. So it's, you know, it's... and
is that a warp drive?
They don't have. I mean, obviously, you can get
an earlier version,
right. But it's not like again. It's like about 100 years before Kirk.
115.
Okay, 115. So obviously, it's a lot more primitive, and and some would say the characters are a lot more primitive also, but. But from what I understand from, replying with the Daily News, the show is actually much more successful than Voyager was. Mm. It's like, as far as in relation to other shows, it's like 54th, which for UPN is outstanding. So.
But its number of viewers is actually lower than Voyager's.
But again, if what your business is to have whatever viewers are out there,
mm-hmm.
it's still going to be considered a success.
Wait, so if it has less viewers, how does it have a higher rating on the 54th?
That, basically, because so many other shows are doing even worse.
Okay.
It's like, back in the 60s, the original Star Trek was considered a failure by getting less than a third of the total potential audience. But today, with seven commercial networks and all the cable stations and VCRs and home computers, getting a mere less than 6% of the audience is considered enough to make Enterprise a success for a small net.
And another thing you need to realize is that WB and UPN, especially UPN, if you notice that there's been a lot of parodies about just about every single show on UPN being a black show. But the reason for that is because the only affiliates they have are in urban areas. So you might not get, nationwide, but they don't have affiliates nationwide anyway. So if you can get a certain percentage in a certain demographic for, if you're drawing, a certain audience, especially like, let's say for, Bernie Mac's on Fox, but let's say he was on UPN, and you draw a certain amount of that demographic, because the advertisers then are going to be catering to that audience, so they don't care if someone in Alabama isn't watching the show. So the standards are real. The standards for success. It's not that they're just lower, but it's just they quantify it differently. And so the way it is, from what I understand, at least the previous Trek show was such so hated. I think some people are giving the show a chance just because it at least seems decent. It's not terrible. It's not great, but it's not you know, some, you know, stuff that would make you groan or pull your hair out.
So Voyager, we're saying,
maybe not you.
Well, from some of a lot of the people that I've talked to also, but and myself, I just, at least it seems like it's a, they have solid, you know, some solid stories. There's some, but you have to take into account the writers. It's still the same writer, so it's, again, it's not going to be great. But at least, you know, they have a known quantity with Scott Bakula, who a lot of people would like from Quantum Leap. And they have, you know, another, you know, hot chick playing one of the characters, which, you know, draws the people, supposedly. But, I mean, you know, so it's a different, it's just a different thing. But, I mean, I think people are giving us so much more slack because they expected it to be so bad that, you know, it's almost like, what do you expect? I think it was so good. You first see it, it's disappointing.
Also, backlash effect. Each time there's a new series, you get a whole bunch of people who hate it by contrast with the one before, who therefore give the next one after it more of a shot, figuring, well, it's got to be better than the last one.
Right.
Even if it turns out that it isn't, there's that hopefulness at the beginning.
Right.
So how do you two rate the all of the different series in terms of Next Generation, the original? Do you guys agree on the
quality or ratings?
Well, quality.
Just
in your personal evaluation.
Personally, I would put Deep Space Nine first. The most complex characters, the most complex ongoing plot elements, the unpredictability factor. With every other Star Trek show, basically, the characters are at the same place in their lives at the end that they were at the beginning. With Deep Space Nine, there is not a single continuing character who is the same at the end as he or she was in the beginning. Everybody changes. Everybody grows. Some people die. Some people marry. Anything can happen, which is what draws me to a show. If you're going to watch the same thing week after week, I don't want it to be the same thing. I want to see it develop, even though there is that comfort zone of, yeah, it's Star Trek. You know, we grew up with this. I've grown up, so I like to see it grow up, too. As opposed to, say, throw up as in Voyager.
And the others?
I would guess next original, then Next Generation. To date, I would still even put the last season of Voyager ahead of Enterprise, but it's still new and developing. The last two episodes have been noticeably better because they're the first ones the producers neither wrote nor plotted. If we can possibly just say, shoot them, the show might actually get quite good.
I would put Deep Space Nine at the top also, which again is ironic because it was, you know, it's been known as probably the least loved because it was so different that it was, you know, as if like every single person in that's exploring space, that's in space, and this time period in the Federation is always going to be on a starship. Like there were other things, where are they coming from? How are they developing? It was all within, in a way, the same place, but as Jeff said, the characters just developed episode by episode. Whatever happened in one episode, to some extent would have, not that it's a soap opera, but to some extent would have a impact or, you know, matter for the next episode or two down the line. In a show like Next Gen or some of the others, like you said, it would be like, okay, yeah, we did away with this threat and now everyone's directed the same and then they encounter the next conflict. But it would just, you just didn't get the feeling that the characters really, they grew to an extent, obviously, but again, there wasn't that complexity. And, you know, you had some people where you had the enemy who became the ally, who became the enemy, who became the ally. It was just really well done, and it made sense, and it was believable. For second, and I think Avery Brooks, you know, did a fantastic job as did the rest of Kathy. I feel the acting quality was probably the best as well. It's tough. I would, not to cop out, but I would just put it a tie because with the original and Next Gen, for the simple reason that, you know, one couldn't exist without the other. The other was a little bit more polished, but you know, some of the ideas in the former show were a little bit more complex. But that's not to say that, you know, some, you know, they did, especially once they finally got, you know, their groove on. Supposedly after the first couple of years, Next Gen stories were some, you know, were at least, you know, were good as well. I'm not quite as harsh about Enterprise, except for the opening theme song, which everyone agrees